Now, there are a surprising number of key words which describe the process of actually taking over the mind. These terms tend to focus on the concept of first appearing to act like the subject, then getting him to become like the operator. In other words, an effort is made to change the subject from one person into another. Satanic methods are always deceptive. Notice the subtly deceptive devices that are used here. Patterning. The patterning sequence comprises all the systematic Ericksonian techniques used to overpower the will and the belief systems of the subject. Feedback. This is also called file feedback. This is the operator's response to the subject in the process of gradually overpowering his mind. This is done through mirroring, matching, and pacing. Mirror, as in a mirror you look into on the wall. Mirroring, matching, and pacing. But first must come rapport. Let's look at that. Rapport. Establishing rapport with the subject is extremely important. This is the process of getting the person to initially accept the operator's presence so that he will accept his suggestions, leading him into a hypnotic state. This is done by noting eye and other cues and responding appropriately to them by word or gesture to get the subject to respond and become like the operator. But think not that an experienced Ericksonian NLP trained operator cannot accomplish much in the face of opposition. Think not that he must only have rapport. The point here is, don't imagine that just by being willing and suggestible is the only way you can be hypnotized. As quoted earlier in a track study, Bandler and Grinder mentioned how they could overcome people who resisted them as long as that person did not leave but remained in their presence. If you find that you're in the presence of a person of that type, get out of there. Take your loved ones with you. Responding responses. These are the responses of the operator, not the subject. The operator initially responds to the subject by means of feedback, leading the subject closer to Ericksonian control. The plan here is to subtly tailor the feedback so that it moves the subject in the desired direction. The subject says something, the operator feeds back that which will lead him to go in a certain direction. Pacing. Now, this is also called by the experts, NLP experts, synchrony. This occurs when the operator imitates the rhythm, speed, and movements of the subject. If he's talking very quickly, the operator will talk very quickly also. But if he's talking very slowly, then the operator will talk very slowly also in order to more quickly bring him under hypnotic control. Mirroring. This is reflecting, actually subtly mimicking, the subject's attitudes in order to identify with him and lead him into an induced state. Matching. The operator matches the behavior patterns of the subject and then subtly induces changes in those patterns, which the subject unknowingly copies. Now, as they talk together, the operator copies the mannerisms and unconscious behavior of the subject, and then he gets the subject to copy his. Did you catch that? He copies the mannerisms and behavior of the subject and then carefully gets the subject to copy his. The objective is to get the subject to copy his mannerism without thinking about it, such as yawning, putting hands behind the head, etc., and then increasing this non-thinking response to where it develops into other responses. The reason this is done is quite simple. When the frontal lobes are at work, the person is testing, judging, making choices based on his belief systems. It is the work of the hypnotist to bypass those belief systems in order to get him to adopt new beliefs, new patterns of living. He wants to lull to sleep the subject's reasoning and judgmental faculties and arouse a dreamlike, do whatever is suggested to you attitude. First, the operator mimics various actions or expressions of the subject. And then he tries to induce, that is, get the subject to copy those of the operator. Once the control is locked in, the suggested feeling or thought can be fixed in place. In all of this, keep in mind that the true power underlying all hypnotic technique is the aid of devils. Because the person wants to control another mind, the devils try to help him do it, and in the process, they control both minds. You see, the deep secret underlying all hypnotic procedures is this. It is Satan who fixates the new feeling or thought into place. The operator only offered what the devil suggested to his mind. It is the devils themselves which keep it there afterward. You see, hypnotism lets devils into the mind. Quote, let us learn the ways and the purposes of God. Let not the enemy gain the least advantage over you. Let him not lead you to dare to endeavor to control another mind until it becomes a machine in your hands. This is a science of Satan's working. Medical Ministry 114. Now, how could it be any clearer than that, my friend? How could it be any clearer than that? We are not to have anything to do with hypnotism. We are not to have anything to do with these strange powers. Here are four key words which transcribe the final transformation process, whereby the subject has his thoughts revamped into different ones. First, reframing. The words of the subject are repeated, but stated in a somewhat different way, in order to change his thinking and gain control of him. Renegotiation. This is another one of the bandler grinder terms. The views of the subject are renegotiated into new ones. The views are changed into new ones. The opinions, the beliefs, older belief systems are set aside in order to obtain the gains promised by the operator in adopting the new systems. Would you care to have your historic beliefs renegotiated away? Would you want those of your loved ones thus eliminated? Next is anchoring. During the semi-hypnotic state, known as Ericksonian hypnosis, the operator touches the person on the shoulder and or uses phrases to fix the implanted ideas so that they'll remain there after the subject comes out of the semi-trance. Utilization. The operator gets the subject to begin expressing the new feelings, goals, concepts, and beliefs. Now, after overviewing all these hypnotic devices that we've here looked at for a few minutes, actually, couple dozen of them, it is clear that a more than human power cooperated in their development. Supernatural forces worked with human minds. Quote, there is, however, a form of mind cure that is one of the most effective agencies for evil. Through this so-called science, one mind is brought under the control of another so that the individuality of the weaker is merged in that of the stronger mind. One person acts out the will of another. Thus, it is claimed that the tenor of the thoughts may be changed, that health-giving impulses may be imparted, and patients may be enabled to resist and overcome disease. Ministry of Healing 242. These kind of statements sound exactly as if something out of today's newspaper about New Age and NLP. Quote, I have spoken distinctly regarding the dangerous science which says that one person shall give up his mind to the control of another. This science is the devil's own. Letter 130, 1901. Part 3, Hypnotism in Meetings.